This is CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor. Behind the Black, 15 years of Bob Zimmerman. Your subscriptions and donations keep Bob reporting on not only space engineering, but discoveries. And this makes me smile. 3I, A-T-L-A-S. It is interstellar. What is it, Bob?
Yes, 3I Atlas is 3I stands for the third interstellar object that's been identified. 3I Atlas, and Atlas is the telescope that first detected it. It is moving super fast as it cuts through the solar system, so they're pretty sure, based on its speed and path, that it came from outside the solar system. It's not an object from the Oort cloud. It was moving too quickly, and it'll come out of the solar system too quickly. The Gemini, North Gemini Telescope in Hawaii has obtained the first really good image, of 3I Atlas. And I've got it up on Behind the Black, along with a map showing how it's going to travel through the solar system. And basically this image, this first image tells us it's about 12 miles across. It has a nucleus and a coma like a comet. And so this is probably a snowball, dirty snowball, I see, with lots of rocks mixed in. And that's, as it's moving in towards the sun, it's heating up. And so the ice begins to sublimate away to produce the coma and tail. It's likely not going to ever get so bright that it'll be visible to the naked eye as it zips past Mars and heads out of the solar system. But there, you can guarantee over the next few weeks, John, there's going to be a lot more pictures of this from a variety of telescopes, because astronomers worldwide are turning their telescopes to it to get as much information.
And they want to know what's in that fuzzy cloud, what kind of isotopes, what kind of chemicals. This is an opportunity to say, are we a unique solar system, or are we just like everybody else?
Yeah, absolutely.
They've got to get ready for these, Bob. This is the third that I can recall. And there never was anything before 10 years ago, as I remember.
Well, this is to do with our increased capabilities. We now can detect these things. I'm sure they've been flying through the solar system in the past. The problem with being prepared to observe something like this close up is you literally have to have a spacecraft ready to launch almost immediately and have a very powerful rocket to launch it. And we're not yet at that stage. I guarantee in the next 20 years, if the space industry keeps growing as it is, we will have that capability when the next later objects come in a decade or so. But it's not there yet.
5.3 million. Pretty soon you're talking real money. What happened, Bob?
Yes, so a meteorite hunter picked up a somewhat large, 50-plus-pound rock in the Sahara Desert in Niger, and discovered he had found himself a Mars rock meteorite, and it's the largest meteorite from Mars that has been discovered. They think it's from Mars based on its makeup. And so he's a meteorite hunter. He does this professionally. It's for sale. And so he put it up for sale, and during an auction, it sold for $5.3 million. He comes away with $4.3 million, so it's a nice payoff. There's money to be made in this if you can obtain the meteorites from private owners.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. Your subscriptions, your donations are welcome, 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 and thank you. This is CBSI on the World. 15 years of Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.